Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, as we've been hearing, it really has been an eventful night in Northern Ireland as the election results there rolled in. And for more on what's happened, I'm joined on the line by Deirdre Heenan, Professor of Social Policy at the Ulster University, and Noel Doran, former editor of the Irish News. And Noel, I'll come to you first, because Ian Paisley losing that seat in North Antrim, it really is a political earthquake that no one saw coming. And Bertie Ahern said it, everybody really was focused on what would happen with Gavin Robinson.
Yes, it certainly was a huge surprise. I mean, I saw Ian Paisley at a social gathering last week. I think Deirdre was there as well. He was in super form as ever and didn't look like a guy who was in any way contemplating the loss of his seat. So it's his nemesis, Jim Allister, who was previously regarded as a one-man band. But the band's now turning up the volume and he's taken the seat against the odds. And of course, for the DUP, it means that they're being challenged on one side by the Ulster Unionist Alliance. But they've got Jim Allister in a very prominent position now at Westminster, and he can now nominate someone to succeed him at Stormont. So a very, very difficult time for the DUP. Basically the end of an era for the Paisley family. What Ian Jr. will do at the age of 57, hard to say. He has some very good friends in the Brexit movement in London. Whether that's actually served him well is hard to say. But we've lost one of our huge personalities, there's no doubt about that.
Like, even in the seats they held, their numbers weren't all that impressive. Like, look at Sammy Wilson's majority in East Antrim, around 1,300 votes, whereas he previously had a majority of around 7,000.
Yes, and Gregory Campbell, even more so.
That's a huge figure
in the party, only just scraped over the line. So both those seats are marginals the next time round. Gavin Robinson will be very relieved that he held on to his own seat. Otherwise, it would have been a complete disaster and he probably would have been looking at resigning. But he's under huge pressure. He maintains his post at Westminster, but at Stormont, where the re-election is, the DUP are clearly weakened, Sinn Féin are strengthened. And as we look, the Keir Starmer coming in with a completely different set of priorities, there will be some degree of concern within unionism. I mean, it's pretty clear that Starmer is going to take very early decisions on the Legacy Act, which all the Stormont parties want to see the end of, and also Caislin Park, which has ebbed and flowed and people thought that it was gone. There are some indications that Starmer wants to come in, make an impact, and could sign off on funding for Caislin Park with all the symbolism that involves. So a big few days ahead as Starmer takes power.
It'll be fascinating to see, Deirdre, what happens. What do you think the impact of this weakened unionist movement will be versus Sinn Féin now as the largest party?
Well, Sinn Féin will be absolutely delighted because now they have a clean sweep. They're the largest party in Westminster, the largest party in the Assembly, and the largest party in local government. It couldn't have gone better for them. And actually, with minimal effort, most people talked about how disengaged Sinn Féin felt in this election, how it was a fairly mundane election for nationalism. But in fact, all they had to do was step back and watch the DUP implode. The DUP have gone from holding the balance of power in 2017 to losing what many would have regarded as the jewel in their crown, North Antrim, in just a few years. And this didn't happen overnight. And I think it is really important to say this. Elections don't change countries overnight. This is revealing changes that have been going on since actually the Brexit negotiations and how toxic they've been and the changes that have happened. And the DUP will be accused of political complacency. Of course, we didn't see this coming as commentators, but it was fairly obvious from the look on Sammy Wilson's face, Gregory Campbell's face, and most notably Ian Paisley Jr.'s face. They did not see this coming. They felt that these seats were theirs almost by right. After 54 years, North Antrim is no longer in the hands of the DUP. I didn't believe that I would be saying this morning, but I'm quite sure Ian Paisley didn't even contemplate this morning. Gavin Robinson's victory saved them from complete humiliation. It's a silver lining. But the other thing to say is they have been defeated by the Alliance, by the TUV, by an independent. So the attack is coming from, and indeed the UUP in the shape of Robin Swan. So they're being attacked, as it were, from all sides, and they're going to have to go away, regroup, and think about, first of all, what are they going to do? How are they going to redefine themselves post Paisleyism? And be under no illusion, many people will be glad to see the end of Paisleyism within that party. They won't be reaching out to get a lifeboat for him. They'll be saying, good riddance, now we can shake that off. What are we going to look like in the future? Their inclination has been to move to the right, align themselves with the ERG and the Conservatives. Ironically, now, if they are to survive and push off their rivals, they're going to have to move much more to the left to align with Keir Starmer and his new Labour government. Mm-hmm. And think about what is it they're offering, because they have been rejected in most cases by the more liberal, moderate unionist offerings.
Okay, can I ask you both, though, what Sinn Féin will do with this mandate now? The largest party in local government in Stormont, and the largest number of Westminster seats as well of any regional party in the UK. Noel, clearly, I mean, that they have the border poll in their sights, but Keir Starmer prior to this election was very clear in saying that, I don't think we're anywhere near that kind of question. It's hypothetical. It's not even on the horizon. You wouldn't expect his position on that to change, or would you?
Well, I think that will be watched very closely. He is an instinctive unionist, but he's also a very cautious person. He will have been greatly enthusiastic about the result in Scotland, where the SNP has collapsed, and that's removed the threat to the union on that front. So he maybe feel he has a bit more room for manoeuvre on the Irish side of things. And while he may not want to rock the boat too quickly, people will remember that in 1997, when Tony Blair came in, he had no background of an interest and involvement in Irish affairs, and within a year he had signed the Good Friday Agreement. Now, we're not saying that we're heading for those times, but I think we also need to look at Keir Starmer's age. He's 61. He's very likely to be in a party which will win a second term in 5 years' time when he is 66. Will he really want to go on at that time? Because also at that stage in 2029, that's the period when campaigners for Irish Unity are very much hoping that a unity referendum might be called to take place the next year. Will Keir Starmer want to be part of that? He's also got a parliamentary party in Westminster, which has had an influx of hundreds of new MPs, many of whom will be taking a much more positive interest in Ireland than some of their predecessors. So we've got a completely different set of circumstances there. Mm-hmm. There's still an awful lot to play for. There's some very tight margins along the way in the seats, okay, but we're into a fascinating period.
So, Deirdre, what do you think Sinn Féin will do with this mandate?
Well, I think Sinn Féin are savvy enough to realise that Keir Starmer is actually the most unionist Labour Prime Minister in a generation. So they will be wanting to persuade him that people here are now wanting constitutional change. He has already said that he's not interested in a border poll, that it's a long way off. So they will be going back. I think really their focus will be, tell us what the conditions for a border poll now are, because it has been so vague. And they will be saying demographic changes are in our sights, and we've had demographic changes, that the conditions are beginning to be met, given that they're the strongest party in all these parliaments that we have set out. They are going to want a definitive answer from this new Labour government as to what will the conditions be. Tell us, because as it is at the moment, we are at the whim of a Secretary of State. They will be pushing hard, but it is important to say that Keir Starmer has history in Northern Ireland. He understands it in a way that many of his predecessors didn't. He has skin in the game. Throughout the campaign, he talked about his role in Northern Ireland, his role in the policing board, his belief in the Good Friday Agreement. So they will be pushing him to say, if you believe in the Good Friday Agreement, then you tell us what the conditions are for a border poll, because we believe we are edging closer to that area.
All right. Well, thank you both. That's Deirdre Heenan and Noel Dorr.